This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim. Tom.
I was going to say I'm Doom.
And I'm Skeleton.
Yeah, there we go.
It's Halloween month, and Tom, you are just not acknowledging it's Halloween month.
I keep forgetting, Tim. I'm so scared out of my mind all the time.
Well, that should be the first hint. That it's Halloween month.
That I'm just walking around scared.
Yeah, 24/7. I mean, you are a natural coward, though.
Exactly. So I think that's why it really hasn't hit me yet.
You are one of these people who's scared all the time, right? Like, oh, you can't go outside.
No, I'm not. You know I'm not one of those people.
You might be the next victim of the knockout game.
Tim, you're terrified of mass shooting everywhere you go.
Yeah. Of course, that's not irrational.
I'm not afraid of the knockout game, Tim. I might even play the knockout game.
Punching innocent people walking down the street in the head.
Yeah, so I can join one of the youth gangs that are so popular right now.
Yeah, the youth gangs are pretty cool around here.
Tim, as you mentioned, it's Halloween month. Are you getting into this the spooky season? Are you feeling spooky? Are you feeling spooked? Are you feeling scared?
Tom, I'm trying to watch some scary movies.
Yeah.
But I keep falling asleep. I fall asleep before they get scary.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
trying to watch the Scream movies, and I guess they get scary pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. But like I'm asleep within the first 2 minutes. The phone rings, and I'm like, oh, here's a phone call. I got to sit through a phone call. And then.
Oh, I thought you were saying your phone rings.
No, the phone rings in the movie.
And it's Ghostface.
Yeah, but at first, nobody knows it's Ghostface. It's just a guy.
Yeah, just a guy that talks like this.
Yeah, but that's what most people sound like on the phone.
Yeah.
Bad connection.
He's in a phone booth somewhere. I haven't seen. I want to watch some of these new Scream movies. How many are there? Two new Scream movies?
Two.
Yeah. I feel like I was never super into Scream movies, and that I didn't find them very scary.
They're not very scary.
You just said you were so scared you passed out.
No, Tom. I fell asleep before they even had a chance to try to scare me.
The anticipation, you fainted.
That's
Were
what
you
I
on
do,
your
Tom.
Fainting
that's,
couch?
That's my number one defense.
Fainting?
Fainting, falling asleep before I can be scared or harmed.
Number two is playing dead.
You don't like the Scream movies? They're satires, Tom.
Yeah, no, I think I like them fine.
Jay and Silent Bob is in one of them.
Yeah,
are in one of them.
I like them.
You like James on the Bob?
Yeah,
I know.
You're
walking around
Bob too.
Snoochie Boochie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love that.
You're always telling me whenever I leave.
Snooch to the Booch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you love it.
I do.
Tim, this week we're talking about superstitions.
Yeah. Is that spooky?
Yeah, superstitions are spooky.
They can be.
They can
be spooky.
Are
we talking
about
spooky superstitions?
We're talking...
Spookerstitions.
We can talk mostly about spooky ones if you want, but I got a whole bunch of superstitions. Some you may not have even heard of. I have to acknowledge that I think it's my favorite joke in The Office when he says he's not superstitious, but he's a little stitious.
Yeah.
That's such a good joke, and I can't help but think of that joke anytime I ever think of the word superstitious. But the reason why I bring that up was I was going to ask, are you a superstitious person?
I would say no, Tom, because that's
stupid.
But
you have a superstition about saying no?
But I think I am. But I also, I'm not sure how to differentiate between being superstitious
and like a,
and having a obsessive compulsive disorder. Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing, that I don't know if there are too many superstitions that I have, but I definitely have like a stupid brain that like correlates things that aren't correlated. You know, that like if a bell rings when I get my dinner or whatever, then I think every time a bell rings, I'm going to get my dinner.
I mean, that's natural, Tom. Yeah. And that man who conducted those experiments on you, that he was conditioning you, Tom. He was doing that proactively, yeah, well, trying to get you to react that
sometimes,
way.
Sometimes, Tim, he would do that, and I'd start salivating, and he wouldn't even bring out any food. He wouldn't even give me a dinner to eat.
I know, and that and then salivate go, like a freaking monster.
Yeah,
dude.
And then you go, oh, very interesting. He'd write something in his little notebook. Huh? Like, hey, what's going on? I'm salivating like crazy over here. Where's the food?
You found yourself in the situation to begin with, Tom.
The guy rang the bell one time and offered free food, and I thought, hey, a pretty good deal I got here. This guy rings the bell, I get free food. And it was good for a while.
So wait, what are you talking about? Your brain makes correlations?
Like, I will...
What you just described is something that, like... is affects everybody.
Well, what
if you're conditioned for something, then you will react in a certain way.
What I'm saying is I will, like, if I'm like tracking something online, like a package, or maybe I'm like looking at a dashboard for like like a book release or a podcast release or something, I'll have like superstitions in my mind about how I can look at those and when.
What do you mean?
Or else it won't work right. Like, I can't look at it on my phone. I have to look at it on my computer.
Okay. And you can only do it at certain times.
At certain times, because I'll...
And what would happen if you looked at it on your phone?
Then they won't happen. The downloads won't happen.
Okay. I don't understand...
I guess I just have like weird superstitions about looking at things sometimes if I'm waiting for some kind of thing to happen.
If there's something that you want to happen. So right. You're talking about tracking like book sales.
Yeah, or like I'm waiting for a package.
Okay.
I will think.
You love getting packages so much.
I do love getting packages.
Like, you're always like excited, like something's on the way,
yeah.
Tim.
And sometimes it's not, you know.
Do you
it's
have
like,
that app where it like consolidates all of your...
I have an app that does doesn't consolidate, but you know, you put in your tracking numbers and everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, it kind of doesn't matter what it is. It'd be like new dish sponges. I'm like, oh, looks like Santa dropped off a little present today.
That's not. I mean, you build these little treats into your life. Whatever.
But
makes
as
you
a
happy. If
but
it makes
as,
you happy, then why the hell are you so sad, Tom?
But as a result, I think I'm so sad, Tim, because I have all these superstitions about like not refreshing that until like a certain time,
right?
And then I can look at it.
Yeah, I guess I have that too. I don't think that's again. Like, I think that's. A mental illness.
I mean, that could be said for, I don't know, most of the things I complain about, most of my problems.
Same.
I was looking at, because I have a list here of, Tim, the some of the top superstitions in America.
All right. These better be spooky, Tom.
And I'm...
Tom. Don't forget what month it is.
Summer,
I implore you.
Some are spooky. We'll get to the spooky ones. I think it's more what, like, the superstition isn't necessarily spooky, but what might happen to you if you don't heed the superstition.
Right.
It could be even spookier. You know, some like an old witch could put a curse on you or something.
It's a superstition is any belief or practice considered by non-practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a practitioner of a superstition? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That makes it seem official, right?
Yeah.
I'm a practitioner of not opening an umbrella inside.
What's this guy doing here? I'm a practitioner.
Yeah.
I need to be here during this exam.
Considered by non-practitioners to be irrational or supernatural. Well, there we go. Attributed to fate or magic, perceived supernatural influence or fear which is unknown. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a thing that you got to do. Otherwise, something bad will happen.
Yeah.
Right?
That's basically what it boils down to. And I think that's because some of what's described there, I think, could relate to religions.
Yeah.
But not only, I think, that when it's if you don't follow the if you think, that superstition's silly, I don't believe in it. That's when then you get affected by it.
Right. I don't believe in religion per se, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that
no, Tim, religions exist. I've been
irony exists.
Uh-huh.
Right. Oh, so if you're too confident about something that you'll be proven wrong.
Yeah, I'll never get hit by a lightning.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just all right. You know, I believe in not tempting fate.
Right. You don't believe in religion, but you believe in a vengeful God.
Not even a vengeful God, just a vengeful aura around us.
Wow.
Comeuppance.
So most people that don't necessarily believe in there's a guy with a big white beard and cloaks. No, it's it's just all around us.
It's an energy source that serves to make you look like a goddamn fool.
Yeah, I was going to say, most people that believe that kind of thing think it's a very nice, peaceful energy that unites all of us. We're all part of thing.
It's to clown on you in front of everybody.
So I was just thinking, it's not even on my list, but one of the superstitions that I've heard a few years ago, I went to, it was right before the pandemic, it was as the pandemic started, I went to Key West, Florida, and went on a ghost tour. And one of the things they told us about in the ghost tour, I didn't go to this. This was a different ticket, that you had to pay a museum to go in. Mm-hmm. But they have this guy, Robert the Doll. You ever heard about this guy?
I haven't heard. You probably told me about this on the Key West episode.
I'm sure I did. But it's a haunted doll. It's got, a guy's spirit in it. It's Chucky.
It's Chucky.
It's what Chucky is based on, I think. But
Chucky? Is scary.
Chucky's pretty scary. Because you think he'd be able to take him because he's just a little guy?
No.
But he's strong.
He's got strength.
And he knows how to wield a knife.
Yeah.
And a gun. I think sometimes he shoots people.
He shoots a gun sometimes.
Huh.
I wonder how, his fingers come alive? Yeah, it has to be
a little snub nose or something to be able to reach the trigger.
I'm pretty sure I saw Chucky fire a gun, though. So, imagining it.
Yeah, I have an image in my head of Chucky pointing a gun and firing it, too. So, I'm sure it happened at some point.
Okay, so Robert...
Would you rather deal with Chucky with a knife or a gun?
I think a gun, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. Because, you could rush him, maybe, and get the gun out of his hand. But knife, you get too close to him, and he's fast.
Yeah, and the only way that you're going to get to him, the only way that you're going to defeat Chucky is by, grabbing his head and, slamming it into something a lot.
I think even that doesn't work, Tim. I think very few things work to kill Chucky, if I'm remembering correctly.
You gotta, take its batteries out. Am I right?
Tim, he doesn't run on batteries. He runs on like a serial killer soul, I think.
Yeah.
Went in him. That's that's what he runs on.
Yeah.
Huh. It's a
scary. It's a scary guy.
It's
Chucky.
A scary fate for both the doll and the serial killer to end up that way.
I would like my soul to go into a doll, not a murderous doll.
Why?
Because a doll is very hard to kill.
If there's heaven and hell is real and everything, one day I'm hanging out in heaven with all our friends. Hey, what if we're at a guy, Tim? He chose to go live in a doll.
Yeah, but I'm still walking around Earth, and I wouldn't be Chucky where I'd be killing people and other people would be trying to kill me. I'd be welcomed into somebody's home, and it'd be like, oh.
People would be trying to kill you left and right, Tim. A living doll?
Nah, they'd be cool with it. It'd be like an Alf situation. I'd find
an Alf situation. They were trying to kill Alf too.
Nobody was trying to kill Alf.
The government was.
Nobody knew about Alf
because they kept him a secret. They'd have to keep you a secret.
Yeah, I'd find my Tanner family.
You'd go find a family to live with, and they'd like dress you up when you know, like the wacky neighbor came over.
I could be still.
How did, I mean, wouldn't be was like, that what Alf did? He pretended to be a stuffed animal?
No, he hid in the, he like went into his room
Yeah,
or
but
something.
I feel like sometimes they would,
I don't know. I think he like put on a baby bonnet at one time and somebody was like, oh, look at the baby.
They're like, that's an really ugly
baby.
It wasn't
reality based, I'm learning as I go back and rewatch.
Are you rewatching Alf?
No, it's so depressing. Yeah. I watched like 5 minutes of it like 3 years ago. And I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. It made me realize why I think like my parents never wanted to watch it. That it was just a very bad sitcom that was made for children.
It was. Yeah. But I don't know. It had like ribald humor sometimes.
Yeah. But that was just because the guy who played Alf was like a real bastard, right?
Yeah, he's like a pervert. Yeah. I mean, that was a rough introduction for me when I was like, I guess all puppets are not created equal.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Muppets. Yeah. High quality entertainment.
You thought it's they like, were all nice.
Oh, let me check out this alien life form on NBC. No, not for me. I mean, I had every single piece of Alf merchandise.
Yeah, so this Robert the Doll, to get back to him. The thing about him in the museum was if you wanted to take a picture of Robert, you had to ask him.
Okay.
And if you didn't ask him and you did it without asking, I guess like you didn't really get permission, you know, there was no, it was just kind of like a, you know, it's nice for you to ask. It's polite.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People, you would have awful things happen to you.
Like what?
You'd get
Robert
on
Robert would stab you.
No, like you'd be like, that silly doll, I need to ask him. All right, well, like time to go to the airport. Whoa, and you fall down a flight of stairs and break your leg, and then you get home and like your wife leaves you and your boss fires you and
your whole life just
their whole life falls apart. And this museum was full of letters to Robert apologizing because that's what you have to do to like get the curse lifted.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, did you take a picture of Robert?
Tim, I explained to you in the beginning, I didn't even see him. He was in a building.
Oh, I don't. Then why did you go on the ghost tour?
Because I was saying I went on a tour and they talked about
him. They showed you the outside of a building. And there's like there's a scary doll in there. Well, you paid money for this tour, Tom.
They pointed out the doll, but then they showed us where the doll used to live when he lived in a house, and where
does he live now?
He lives in the museum in a glass box.
So did you go?
No, it was too late at night.
Tom, you got to go get your money back. We're going to Key West and you're going to walk up to that man and say, show me Robert or give me my $35 back.
They showed us all a whole bunch of other stuff.
Can't believe you've been telling this story for 4 years. You didn't even see the doll?
It wasn't part of this. There was no promise that you would see the doll. There were other tours where you were promised to see the doll.
I could tell you about a doll for $35, Tom.
So if you're on a tour,
let me tell you about a magic doll.
If you're on a tour,
I'll explain for $35. I'll explain the plot of Child's Play 3 to you,
Tim. If you're on a tour of Washington D.C., say you're living a dream life and you're on a Segway tour of Washington D.C.
Great.
If the tour guy goes and that's the White House, so you go, oh, we going inside there? Well, no, unfortunately, then why I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know what's in there.
You see the White House, though, Tom.
Yeah, and I saw the building Robert lives in.
What did the building
we
look
didn't
like?
Like go out of our way. It was like we were passing by and he's like, oh yeah, the doll I was telling you about, that's where he lives.
Why was he telling you about the doll?
Because we passed where he used to live, and the guy was...
So he got two tour stops out of it was talking on the about way. A doll.
That was the same tour that I got a picture of a ghost, though, and the guy was so proud of me.
Congratulations, Tom.
But anyway, apparently, I didn't see it, but apparently you go in there. And
would you have taken a picture of Robert?
I see, that's the thing. I don't think I would have done it without asking, see, right?
I think I'd be like, you know what? I'm not going to even participate in this.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, like...
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have taken a picture at all, just to be safe.
Yeah. Just be like, you know what? I'm not...
Should I just start telling people I did go in the building, I just didn't take a picture?
Yeah, exactly. Or just find a picture of a different doll and be like, yeah, I took this picture of him.
I mean, yeah, I could just find a picture of him.
That's Alf.
No, he looks different than Chucky and Alf.
What does he look like? You don't know.
No, I do know. There were like pictures of him from people that played by the rules. I mean, maybe some people that didn't play by the rules and, you know, they're no longer with us.
I'm so angry that this is a story that you've told multiple times and you didn't even see the doll.
This is what he looks like, Tim. He's a scary little guy.
He is a scary little guy. I wasn't expecting him to be.
Yeah, for the people at home, I showed Tim a picture of Robert the doll. Robert the living doll.
I think
doll.
They gathered that from context clues, Tom.
But situations like that, I don't like to fuck around, you know?
Yeah. I'll mock people, but like, I'm not taking a picture in there. Not because it's like, I'm not afraid of it, but I'm afraid of it. And at the same time, like, I'd mock people that went up to him and be like, Robert, may I take a picture of you? And then took a picture of it so they could, I don't know, bring it home and show it to their podcast co-host or whatever. But if somebody sneezes, I need to say, bless you.
Right, or else they'll die.
Yeah, or something bad will happen. My wife will get on these, look, sneezing jags, man.
Yeah.
She's one of these people.
I've heard her sneeze a bunch.
Sneeze like 10 times in a row.
Yeah.
And like,
she gets all of her sneezing for the year done at once.
Yeah. So like after every one, I'll be like, bless you. Bless you.
Oh,
bless you. Bless you. But it's just like a compulsion.
Right. Oh, I see. So you're maybe not even saying it that loud. Because I imagine if she's sneezing like 10 times in a row, you going, bless you, it's also very annoying.
It is very annoying. The whole situation is annoying. There's a guy, Tom.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where he lives.
Yeah, but he keeps putting pepper in your home, making your wife sneeze.
I don't hear him do anything except once every 3 weeks, he sneezes the loudest sneeze.
Louder than me?
Yeah.
Wow.
And like, or I can hear it in my home as if he's in like the next room.
I've had that kind of thing happen. And it's kind of freaky.
And it's like, I've never heard anything else from any other apartment. And I never hear this guy.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Maybe it's just a man living in the wall.
Yeah.
And it's pretty dusty in there. He's probably like, oh no. And then he sneezes, and he's frozen.
I never investigate. I'm always just like, weird, but I do have to go like, bless you.
Yeah.
When I hear it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Even the guy next door?
Yeah.
Man, imagine
I'm a sick man.
Imagine
Tom.
If you didn't, and then he just heard like, boom, drop dead. That's here's the way I feel about things like Robert the doll. You don't gain anything by proving that it's not real.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if I
and
went
why
there,
would you want to?
Exactly. Like, well, why would I want to what? Prove that it's not real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
want to put this ghost tour where they point at a building and talk about point at two different buildings and
no,
talk
I'm
about
saying
Robert
if you
the Doll
went
out of business.
In to see him, which is probably even more money, to then be like, oh, I'm just going to take the picture. I don't believe in all that. Like, well, okay, what do you win for that? And then you might have to write a letter to a doll. And it sounds like most of these letters start with something along the lines of, I feel like a real asshole doing this, but...
Yeah.
You know, I'm at my wit's end. My family's dead. Robert, please just let me go. I'm sorry I took that picture of you.
And like, what is... what do you gain? It is exactly what you're saying. Like, mm-hmm. You're seeing, like, you know, worst case scenario, you're wrong, and there is a supernatural element here.
Right.
I'm just thinking, like, even if you're right, mm-hmm. who are you zooming here by yeah. being like, haha, all you people that, like, believe this fun little spooky tale?
Yeah, I get it. It's like a...
And, like, also, like, prove it. Prove you didn't secretly ask Robert, right?
Yeah, I get if it's like a school field trip or whatever, and you're, you know, 12 years old, like, yeah, well, guess what? I'm just going to do yeah. it. Like, then that's cool. Just like how if
I gave you $1,000, mm-hmm. would you take a picture of Robert without asking?
Yeah. But guess what? I'd already have the letter on me apologizing. I'd give it to him right then and
that'd
there.
That'd be a stipulation. You can't bring... I get to frisk you before you go in.
You have to go in completely nude except for the camera. The camera can only have one single piece of film in it for one photograph. But So the one of the top superstitions here, Tim, that I do is knocking on wood.
Oh, I do that too.
Yeah, to prevent
the irony gods or whatever.
Yeah,
the energy
to prevent
that
jinxing oneself or to avoid bad luck after making a favorable prediction. Yeah, it's more that for me. People knock on wood. Like if I say, "Well, luckily I'm never going to die," then I have to knock on wood.
Yeah,
so that hopefully I don't ever die.
Yeah, I do that a lot, like, in, like, meetings and stuff. I'll be like, I knock on wood, and, like, everybody goes, ha ha. But then, like, I had to find wood and actually knock on it. And sometimes, like, if it's, like, a serious meeting,
yeah, and you work in that all-glass
like,
office.
Surreptitiously find it and, like, knock on it, like, kind of secretly.
Now, do you count if you knock on your head?
Tom, it's a funny joke, but this is serious.
Does it count?
No, it doesn't count. Do you have a goddamn wooden head?
I don't know. I haven't knocked
like
on it
Pinocchio,
lately.
Pinocchio, the puppet who wishes he's a real boy.
The next...
can't take a picture of Pinocchio without asking.
I don't think they had cameras during Pinocchio's time.
Poke your eyes out with its nose.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to lie to do it.
You didn't ask me. I asked you.
The next big one, Tim, is breaking a mirror. Do you believe breaking a mirror gives you 7 years bad luck?
That's one that like doesn't come up often enough for me.
Right.
And I think I have broken a mirror in the past.
Okay.
And I think I talked myself out of it because it was like, there's nothing I can do to like undo this.
Yeah.
I just had to choose not to believe it. Otherwise, like, what am I, confining myself to 7 years of hell?
You've never found yourself in a situation where you're in some kind of funhouse being chased by a madman and you need to break all the mirrors to find out?
Sometimes I have the gun,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, there he is. He's going to kill me. I shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
He's right there. No, a mirror shatters. It wasn't him at all. It was his reflection in a mirror.
Oh, boy. Back
that happened
to square one.
Several times.
Yeah.
Each time.
Well, then did you finally realize I should smash all the mirrors? Then he won't be able to hide.
That never occurs. He usually gets me before
that's
then.
What Bruce Lee did, I think, in that movie.
In real life?
Nah, in the movie he had to fight a guy. Do you remember when we went to...
Bruce Lee had some pretty bad luck there at the end.
Well, he did, and there are people that think he had, like, curse on, and Brandon Lee, that they both had curses on them.
From breaking a mirror?
No, from...
In a fight scene?
From, like sharing martial arts secrets with the rest of the world.
I don't want anyone to have enough of a beef with me that they put a hex on me or a curse on me.
Yeah. I think with him, it was like because he was just like so big and famous, you're going to get curses put on you. You're going to get hexes put on you at a certain point. It's just
I think fame should counteract
comes with
that.
The territory. Fame should what?
Counteract a hex to some extent.
I think it does to some extent. You know, I'm sure people have put curses on Tom Cruise, but he's doing fine. He hasn't had a parachute not open yet.
He's got Xenu to protect him.
Yeah. Breaking a mirror. I won't do it. I refuse. I simply refuse.
So the origin of that, mm-hmm. that I
was it just because like mirrors were expensive?
No, the mirrors were thought to be reflections of the soul. So breaking a mirror was believed to be harmful to the soul. I can't imagine that's actually... Reflections of the soul.
Yeah.
It's reflections of your skin.
I think people back, you know, a while ago, they didn't know what to make of mirrors. They didn't know what the hell they were.
I still kind of don't understand mirrors.
Exactly. I mean, I remember as a kid, my parents having like a big mirror in their bedroom, not over the bed. but I was like... Sometimes just kind of like go in there and look at it like, how the hell does this thing, what's going on here? Like, okay, if I stand, you know, like when you're real little, like, all right, if I stand here, I'm that far away there. Well, what if I get real close? Like, I try and like look on the side. Like, I'm going to see what this mirror really looks like. I remember.
I remember trying to get like another view of the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, what if.
Well, a fool's errand.
Screwed me up. I watched this. My grandfather showed me a...
snuff film?
a TV miniseries version showed of...
showed you a snuff film and then said, that guy broke a mirror.
a TV miniseries version of Alice in Wonderland. That was like a real creepy version. But like, I was real little and it's like, that she went through the mirror.
Yeah.
And like it was very
the looking glass.
Yeah, exactly. And they called it a looking glass back then, which like seems antiquated, but it's like that's a pretty
it's
accurate.
It's a glass you look into.
Yeah, I like it.
Bring it back. We should start referring to mirrors as looking glasses.
Hey, let's see if we can get it to catch on. Hey, hashtag looking glass.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Tim.
Hold on, I got one, Tom.
Okay.
The number 13.
Ooh.
Do you avoid it?
I don't think so. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I do.
Did you know, Tim, the week this is coming out, there's a Friday the 13th?
I know. Here's the thing about Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
I'm always like, whatever. But then,
whatever. Every Friday the 13th, I almost get killed by a chainsaw-wielding maniac.
It's not even that. It's that...
I guess he used an axe more than
I never saw any of the knife. Jason movies.
Yeah, Friday they're the called 13th. Friday the 13th.
You know, I call Married with Children Al Bundy.
It is pretty funny that, like, one of the scariest people in all of horror his name Jason.
It's like, I know a guy named Jason.
I know guys named Jason. They're fine. They don't have any of these tendencies.
No, like, I don't keep track. I'm not like one of these guys that, like, it's like, oh, you know, there's a Friday the 13th this month.
Yeah, but you
like
notice them when they're coming.
No, I don't notice them when they're coming.
Guys. And are you talking about goths?
I'm talking about you.
Oh,
Tim, you know.
I saw it on the calendar. Sorry,
you're
I'm observing.
Looking at, you know, studying the calendar, making sure that there's no unlucky days coming up. I don't know. But I always, like, only realize it when I like look at my phone and like see the date.
Yeah. After everything has been going wrong for you all day.
No, when I wake up and I'm just like, oh fuck.
Today's gonna be a bad day.
Yeah. Like I get really worried about it.
Yeah.
But I don't like the number 13. I don't know why. It's just
Oh, so you adhere to that.
Yeah,
that
superstition.
That superstition.
And it's like there's no way to avoid it. I mean, I live in a building that does not have a 13th floor.
Mm, what happened to it?
There's it's an 8th floor building.
Now that's pretty scary, Tim. The whole floor vanished.
No, actually, there's I think 15 floors and 13. It goes 11, 12, 14.
It's good. I know somebody that lived in a building once that they like bought the place before it was finished. And then after they bought, like when the place was finished and they moved in, they're like, well, here it is. And it was they had changed all the floor numbers and like basically moved everything down one. So it was like, oh, the first floor is now the second floor. And we call the basement the first floor.
Wait, why'd they do that?
Because it was like a tall building. The higher up you were, the more expensive it was. And I think it was like, yeah, you know, we I don't know. They probably did it to everybody. And then they were like, great, now we've got all those sold. Well, how do we sell the rest? We'll just move all the numbers down
that's
one.
Pretty savvy.
Yeah, I mean, it worked.
You're telling me real estate people did this?
I know it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
And then denied that was what happened afterwards. I forget. There was some kind of like evidence of like, aha, look, I left this gum behind this wall at the place originally, and it's not here anymore.
Tom,
you
have an option.
Yes.
Of booking an airline flight on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Or Saturday the 14th.
I'd be fine with flying on Friday the 13th.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if it was twice the price?
Well, no, I guess not. Unless I really needed to get there on Friday, then I might. If
no, the event is until Sunday.
Oh, wow.
You have plenty of time.
Then why am I going on Friday anyway?
I don't know. You might want to enjoy the resort on Saturday.
Oh, it's a resort.
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to a resort. Where else are you going to be flying to for an event?
I don't know. Could be a funeral or something I'm going to.
Then you definitely don't want to fly on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Well, no. Then maybe I would be safe. The Grim Reaper's already made their decision.
Death's coming threes, my friend.
What about walking under a ladder? Do you have any...
Just as a general safety situation, like there's never been a time where it's like it'll save me a lot of time to walk under this ladder and it's like safe to do so.
I think I've done it once or twice when there's been no other option.
When has there been no other?
Like it's in a hallway or something and it's taken up the entire hallway and you can't get past it.
I think what you like to do is make up theoretical...
No, Tim, I just...
Situations.
I lead an interesting life.
And then say it happened to you.
And sometimes crazy things happen to me. And in this particular case I'm thinking of, somebody had set up a ladder in the hallway and I had to go under it.
Was it leaning up against the wall or was it like one of the like pull-out ladders?
I think it was a pull-out ladder because I think that's what
you're too tall. How did...
It was a big ladder.
Yeah, but it still has things to...
Tim, this ladder was 20 stories tall.
20 stories tall. Yeah, well, then I'm sorry, Tom.
The things that you're talking about that go across, they were 10 stories up.
Okay, all right. My mistake.
Apparently, some people think that it's bad luck because the ladder forms a triangle, which is symbolic of the Holy Trinity in Christianity.
Shouldn't that be a good thing?
Maybe not going through it, though, breaking it.
You're saying, not breaking get out of it. Here. You're just getting all the powers from all three
of
them.
Wow. All right. Well,
maybe they're afraid you'll get too powerful. So spread this propaganda. Oh, no, it'll actually make you unlucky.
Yeah.
It will actually make you a literal god.
Did your phone go off during that emergency thing this week? Speaking of which.
No, I turned it off and put it in a bucket of water like the man on the radio told me to.
So that the vaccine wouldn't activate? Yeah. Things like that. I mean, first things first.
I am susceptible. Like, okay, so.
I am suspicious.
I am susceptible a little bit to stuff like when you told me about this conspiracy theory that people were saying. The emergency cell phone alert that went out that was scheduled for months.
Nationwide, yeah.
Across the U.S.
That they told everybody, theory. Hey, everybody, your phone is going to make a real loud sound at 220. Just FYI.
Right. It was a test of the emergency system.
Make sure it works.
There's a conspiracy theory going around that.
Well, not anymore.
There was. You told me about this, that it would activate. Mm-hmm. The 5G vaccine.
Yeah.
It would use
5G to then activate the secret whatever nanobots that they put in the vaccine.
In the COVID vaccine. Yeah. And anybody who got the vaccine would die from it.
Yes.
And you told me that.
Or like some people said you would become like a zombie or whatever. Yeah. You know, they're all kinds of ideas. They were all bad though. Something bad would happen to you.
Yeah. You told me that.
Mm-hmm.
And I chuckled, you know, but then I was like, maybe. Like, there's always a little part of me that's like, but like, that would suck if this is the one crazy thing that is true.
Right.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, crazy things have happened before.
Not like that, though. The thing is, with those kinds of theories that I never can fully grasp is why? And it's always like population control. It's like they don't care about population control in America.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. There are better ways to just like murder mass people, mass amounts of people.
Rich people, like billionaires aren't sitting around going, there's too many people. When I go to the supermarket, it's so crowded. It's like, no, those people don't have to interact with other.
No, all these people work for me.
Yeah. The more people are great because then I can hit them against each other and not pay them to do work for me. They want more people. And I also find all the 5G conspiracies very funny just because 5G is by and large like marketing hype that all the cell phone providers just need to have something new. So they like massively overhyped 5G. Meanwhile, it's like, you know, once we all got 5G phones, it's like a little faster. Cool. It didn't dramatically change anything.
So you have your finger on the pulse here, Tom.
Yeah.
What are these folks saying now?
Oh, I mean,
because like there's always the cleanup of like, oh, well, what actually happened? Yeah. And there's a next phase to this.
I think there are some people that are just like, well, of course, it's not going to be immediate. I never said it was going to be immediate, but it started. I mean, also, like, I looked at, because there was, like, a screenshot of a woman's tweet that was, like, going around everywhere. It's probably what I sent you.
Screenshot of a woman's bum.
That I sent you. And
that you did send me. Please stop sending me that stuff, Tom.
I was like, hey, check out this one.
Look at the bum on, look at the arse on this one.
That's, Tim, you know me too well. That's the kind of text I send you all day. It's usually just photos I've taken of magazines.
The Maxim magazines at the library from 2008.
And whenever you call me out on it, I'm like, no, I'm at the beach.
Is there a library that stocks Maxim magazines?
I don't think they print Maxim magazine.
No,
anymore.
No, but like, you know, archives.
Oh, archive. Yeah, I'm sure
they
there
have
are.
It on microfiche. they've converted all the 2003 Maxim magazines on microfiche.
I mean,
get one of those readers. Go like,
those things were fun.
Yeah.
Those don't exist anymore, right? No, I guess they do because they still got some old shit on microfiche.
Yeah.
But anyway, what was I talking about? Why were we talking about
the 5G conspiracy?
Oh, the 5G. Oh, I like looked up this woman on Twitter.
Oh yeah, there was a screenshot. What did the tweet say?
It was like, just so everybody knows, you have to turn off your phones today because they're going to send out the 5G signal to activate the nanobots in the COVID vaccine to kill everybody who got the vaccine. Because they also have this idea that like the Illuminati like put out the vaccine knowing like they'd only get the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know to what end that then the people that didn't get the vaccine, they'd be like, well, you saw through it. You're smart. We'll keep you around. We won't just send a fucking murder squad to your house to kill you. But anyway, I looked up this woman's Twitter profile to see, like, would she tweet after this?
Her what profile?
I'm sorry. X.
Yeah, thank you.
Her X profile to see what she X'd after it. And there were no.
She died. She exploded when the message went out.
I mean, the other thing about like conspiracies like that I love is thinking about these people. You know, what they had to have spent at least 5 years, longer, a decade, developing the vaccine, developing 5G to get all this ready. They're like, it's almost perfect. Just as long as people don't turn off their own personal cell phones during this one window, we'll get them all. And after that happens, we can't do it again.
No.
We can't do it again to clean up the rest. It'll be
and
too
like,
late by
then. We have
to
tell them exactly when it's coming, too.
Yeah, so that they're ready for it. Yeah. But I looked up this woman's profile. And like her profile, she had one of these like, you know, mother, whatever. But then one of the things was
she's a mom.
No, she didn't even have something like that. But, you know, people just put like, you know, with their job, their relationship, whatever in their Twitter profile.
Yeah, but if you're not going to tell me what's in the profile.
I forget. It was something.
Why did you mention
it was
the
something
profile?
Else crazy. But then the crazy thing was in her profile, she put that she has been gang stalked for the past 22 years. Which is paranoid schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so then I kind of felt like people are like passing this around, laughing at this woman. This woman, it's incredibly obvious, even if it wasn't from that initial tweet.
Yeah.
Oh, this woman has a severe mental issue.
Right.
You know, it's if you want to dunk on politicians or influencers or whatever, that's fine. But
well, you sent me a picture of her arse, Tom.
Tim, the next one that I have on my list, opening an umbrella indoors. Will you do it?
I've never had a need to do it. And I think, actually, no, I did it the other day and it was fine.
I did it the other day for fun.
I did it because I was out in that horrible storm had.
Mm-hmm.
Came in, my rode the elevator up to the 13th floor, which I live on, and I would never live on the 13th, and I wouldn't live on the 14th floor if the 13th floor
didn't
exist.
Because you know what that
means. Yeah, it's like, oh, and then we're trying to outwit the devil?
Yeah, you'll never outwit the devil.
Yeah, now he's definitely going to come for me. It's not the devil, is it? It might be the devil. But got upstairs, realized my umbrella was still wet.
Mm-hmm.
Opened it up, left it in the hallway.
Wow.
For somebody to take, somebody else to take care of.
Yeah, I mean, presumably it's because, like, I assumed it was kind of one of those things that they just told kids. Because it's like, you're going to poke somebody's eye out opening
it's
it
like,
in a door.
I don't want to fucking open it.
And then it's going to get wet everywhere.
Or just like an umbrella, like... You shouldn't open it. It's better just a big umbrella.
Yeah, one of those like golf umbrellas. Yeah,
which, Tom,
mm-hmm.
has everybody in New York just decided, Like, hey.
I'm just going to have the biggest umbrella possible.
Like, it used to be, like, only the jerks had them.
Yeah.
And now everybody has
them. And now everybody's a jerk.
I think everybody is a jerk now.
Yeah. When it's raining.
I got my little Muji umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have, like, a little guy. No, it's not that little. I have a little one, but then I have, like, a, I don't know, compact
big golf
one.
Umbrella?
No, like, a compact one, but not, like, insanely compact.
It just, it's, you know, it's wild to me, like, what is it, 1943? People walking with the big, long sticks with them? It's just like, get something you can put in a bag, you psycho.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably pretty nice. I get wet with this little umbrella.
Sure, it's nice, but
the
also, these are the people that, like, I don't know, I guess I just said everybody has them, but like also like people with the real big umbrellas, like they're the ones like taking cars everywhere anyway.
Yeah, like, give us walkers those big umbrellas.
No, everybody just be fine with getting wet.
No umbrellas.
Enough umbrellas. Do you open an umbrella inside?
I have. That's one that I'm not super superstitious about.
Right.
I'm afraid of poking out my own eye for some reason when I do that.
Like, you're not going to poke out your eye with an umbrella. If it hits your eye, you're...
Tim, I'm going to poke your eye out with my umbrella later and prove you wrong. Tossing salt over your left shoulder. If you spill salt, it is customary to toss a pinch over your left shoulder to ward off bad luck and to blind the devil. Mm. I didn't know it was to blind the devil. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Although, wouldn't that just make him madder?
I think so. It's not going to permanently blind him.
Yeah, but also, he's probably always mad, right? Like,
I don't know.
Like, you're not going to catch him on a good day.
No, the devil has fun.
Yeah, but he has fun being mean, and if he's angry, he's going to be meaner, I think.
Depends on what version of the devil you're talking about.
The real one.
This is always one where, like, I've heard it referenced a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was not raised in a household where, like...
Where that happened.
Yeah, and also, like, I don't think there's ever been an occasion where I've been like, oh, I spilled salt. Like,
yeah, I think people used to spill salt a lot more often. Things used to not be... salt shakers used to not be weighted.
Besides French fries, Tom, mm-hmm. Do you salt anything?
Not really.
Right, like you cook your own meals frequently, and you add salt as you're doing it. But like, I don't sit down. It's like time to eat a meal. Crack my knuckles and like, give me the salt and pepper shakers. I gotta shake stuff all over this stuff.
Yeah, sometimes. You know what though? I think it's just because me and you are stupid.
You know what? Might be onto something here.
Because sometimes. I'll be eating something. I'll be like, this doesn't taste very good. Something's missing. And I'll put a little salt on it. I'm like, oh, yeah, there it is. Much better.
I properly salt as I'm cooking.
I try to as well.
You order from a restaurant. It's not like, they didn't put salted. Any salt on this. Like,
I think it's insane, though. I'm sure you've seen this probably very rarely, hopefully. But people who salt their pizza?
What?
Yeah.
Guys, cheese.
Cheese has salt in it. It probably tastes a lot better in that way.
I know.
But it's just look, it's enough. Just eat the pizza. Put some garlic on it, maybe some Parmesan, maybe some oregano.
Maybe some red pepper flakes.
Maybe some red pepper flakes, and maybe a little salt.
Just like as much
just to
salt.
Balance everything else out.
Tom, guess what? We've instituted in my household.
Yeah.
Pizza Fridays.
Oh, nice. All right, I'm coming over.
You can come over, Tom. It's great. We all eat pizza on Fridays.
Yeah.
For dinner.
You order it or you make it?
No, we order it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why is it you're never on Friday like, we're in the mood for something else?
No, because we want something quick and easy.
I see, yeah.
The child eats pizza now and likes it. I tell you, my son, he's going to turn 2 in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Up until recently, like, we'd try to give him pizza, and he'd be like, no, thanks.
Yeah, and you thought you were going to have
he'd
to
be like,
give him
me
back
broccoli.
To the stork.
Yeah.
Give me broccoli.
He was, like, a broccoli boy for a while. Then he was, like, really into peas, and then we'd be like, cool, like,
real
have a slice of pizza.
Real broccoli
boy. Yeah.
Eat the pizza.
Eat the pizza. And we finally got him into unhealthy food, so.
Close one.
Yeah,
he almost grew up having a taste for healthy food. Really dodged a bullet there. Crossing your fingers for good luck or to wish for a favorable outcome. It doesn't say it here, but also, you know, that's you put it behind your back while you're telling a lie and it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different use case for crossing your fingers. It's entirely different than, like, fingers crossed.
Do you cross your fingers while you're watching, like, American Idol and you hope your contestant's going to get through?
No, and this is the difference between, I think, superstitiousness and obsessive compulsive disorder. When I want something to happen, what I start doing is making sure that everything on the coffee table is, like, symmetrically arranged and, like, a magazine is, like, perfectly perpendicular and parallel with the sides, that everything is evenly spaced out.
Yeah.
And then the outcome that I want will be more likely to happen.
Right. Didn't work for old Sanjaya, though.
No. He was, I mean, Tom, Sanjaya was kept around as a joke. America played a joke.
No, people liked him. People like Sanjaya.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of...
William Hung?
Yeah, you're thinking of William Hung. I don't think he was kept around. I think he was
Sanjaya was kept around.
Sanjaya was. He could sing.
Then why do people... Then why? What was the controversy around Sanjaya?
I think it was just that he was, like, young... And
they're all young.
Yeah, I don't know. He had
an old American Idol. That'd be a depressing.
I think he was, like, younger than everybody
else.
Old
fucks sing a song. No, thank you.
And I don't. People didn't make fun of Sanjaya. I think it was that, like, there was a short wave of Sanjaya mania, and people were making fun of that. That there were people that, you know, just, like, fell in love with him.
I feel like there were laughs at Sanjaya's expense.
I'm sure there were some, because he was kind of like a pretty boy, I think, a little bit, you know? What about step on a crack, break your mother's back?
That, I think, requires way too much attention when you're just walking down the street.
But if you're walking down the street, will you avoid cracks if you're looking?
No, it depends. Sometimes I'll avoid them. Sometimes I'll step on them.
Wow.
If I'm mad at my mom.
Yeah, maybe that just came from, like, you know, like, how do we get people to watch where they're going? Probably, you know, they invented sidewalks for the first time, paved them all. They're like, this is great. And everybody who was using the sidewalks was like, this is great. I don't have to watch where I'm going anymore. I could just... say, hey, feet, just keep doing what you're doing. I'm not going to be paying any attention. But then cracks started happening. And they were like, how do we get the word out that people should watch where they're going? But we don't want to just say that because that puts blame on us. We'll say it's the devil. The devil will break their mother's back if they step on one of these cracks. So keep an eye out. Keep a lookout. So I feel like a lot of these superstitions are just like, you know, it's a way to trick dumb people into, you know, not poking their eyes out or tripping on things.
I don't think the umbrellas inside are as much of an eye poke out.
I don't think so either, but I think that's what people were thinking. I think same thing with walking under a ladder. That it's like, look, 999,999 times out of a million, you're going to be fine. But if you're walking under a ladder and that's the second the ladder collapses, you're going to feel like an asshole.
I know, but, like, who's looking to walk under a ladder? Except for this, like, absurd situation that you claim you found yourself in a hallway in 1997.
I think now it's the case, but I think before people didn't think twice about walking under a ladder, and that's why they had to come out with the superstition.
Ladders are so goddamn dangerous. Do you know this?
Yes. I do know that. I'm always scared when I'm on a ladder. I'm always very careful when I'm on. I can't believe people will fuck around on ladders.
No, you shouldn't fuck around on ladders. Hey, if you take nothing else from this superstition episode.
Don't fuck around on ladders.
Halloween month of complete guide to everything. Be careful with ladders. And also take this away. Mm-hmm. Do you know what Sanjaya's farewell song on American Idol was when he got eliminated? Let's give him something to talk about. And it seems like Sanjaya did, at least for us this week.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, 20 years later, still talking about him.
No, 16 years later.
I was, there was a post on Reddit this week that I saw that was a distressing watch. One of these, like, what do you call them? I guess like urban explorer parkour guys who fell off a skyscraper.
I don't know about that stuff.
But it was like, you know, a guy that was like, you know, hanged off the skyscraper, but then he couldn't pull himself back up. And people were like, you know, what? How does that happen? You would think the adrenaline. And then people were talking about like, no, like, you know, not everybody's had this happen. But there are sometimes where you get like so scared, just everything turns into jello, like your muscles just don't work. Yeah. And this guy in the comments was giving an example of how he works on ladders a lot. You know, he works in like construction or something. He was like had a power drill, I guess. It was like drilling something. He's like, I do this a million times, but like when I set up the ladder, it was like a little bit off. And when I drilled, it was off enough that now I went, he went to like pull it out. And he's like, it was like too far over my head and threw off my center of gravity. He's like, and I just froze like, oh no, what do I do? Like if I move in either way, I'm going to fall off. Yeah. I think he was up like 20 feet or something.
Yeah.
So be careful. Be careful on ladders.
Be careful on ladders. Tom, I had a little bit of an argument with friend of the show, Christine.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a WNBA game that you declined to attend.
Yeah.
And one of the, timeout, bring a spectator onto the court to like do a challenge money
like
thing.
A half court like, shot or something.
Yeah, this was like, hey, take
WNBA, is it a free throw?
If somebody
can do a free throw, they win a car.
No, there was a thing where like they shot a bunch of free throws in 30 seconds and like each one of them got them like, I think like $20 or something. They got it in
$20 at the gift shop.
Yeah. But I mean, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody was taking shots and there was somebody who was really excited to do it.
And they got nervous.
And of course, like it was a playoff game. So it was like a sold out crowd. And,
I mean, they weren't playing in the playoffs.
I know, but like you're in front of thousands of people and you're not a professional basketball player.
Who have just watched half a basketball game with professionals playing.
Yeah. And Christine was sitting there with me and like I think it was a woman. She was, I think, taking threes and like every shot she took was like short.
Okay.
And Christine was like,
just do it
She's
harder.
She's so dumb. Like, she should be doing it harder. And it's like, yeah. Have you ever been so nervous that, like, you're like, I like when you do like public speaking in front of like 20 people?
Right.
You ever get like tingling in your like extremities because like you're so nervous? Imagine that. And like, you can't regulate. You can't just be like, oh, scientifically, I know this clock is ticking down and I had to make one of these to win $100 or whatever.
Yeah.
And everybody's looking at me and like yelling at me. Mm-hmm. You can't be like, oh, I just need to do 20% harder.
Yeah. Oh, what an idiot I am. I should just do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to do stuff. I mean, why
she gives nobody grace.
That's why professional athletes practice so much, Tim.
Yeah.
So that when they're under pressure, they can rely on muscle memory and stuff.
But this person was not a professional. I think that would have disqualified her.
Yeah, I would hope so. Yeah. Or at least if she also played in the WNBA. If she was like a professional soccer player or something, I should allow that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
All right, I'll do the plugs and I want to do some weird ones. Told that story.
Yeah, I just wanted to
shit on Christine.
I had a bone to pick with Christine.
You wanted to pick the biggest forum you have access to.
Yeah. She mentioned that she listened to an episode of the show the other day, and expected us to like thank her. She's like, "Hey guys, I've been your friend for 15 years, and you've had this podcast for."
I listened to 10 minutes of an episode.
Yeah. Cool, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Don't listen. We don't want you. We want cool Gen Z people, not old ladies.
Yeah, we want people like you. And if you like listening to the show, check out tcgt.com for all of our social media links and links to everything. You can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal Tim.
And you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/complete guide, where we do books to podcasts. And this month, because it's Halloween month, we're starting The Exorcist.
Tom's reading The Exorcist.
I'm reading The Exorcist. Listen to this. That was my head turning all the way around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did that happen in the book yet?
Not yet. No, I've only read the first of four parts of the book, Tim, and listeners can hear all about it at patreon.com/complete guide.
I'll be there, too.
You get the
it's
back
not
episode.
Tom being like,
and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this guy said this, and that guy didn't like it.
I mean, that is what it is, but with me interjecting and being like, you know what Christine said to me the other day?
Tim, I want to tell you real quick about some of the superstitions around the world. And some of these are really stupid. This one, some are stupid because it's like, that's not a superstition. I got these from, mediafeed.org.
Mediafeed.org.
In India, it's a superstition. Don't hand scissors to somebody blade first.
That's just good scissor etiquette.
They say...
I learned that in kindergarten. That's not India. I didn't go to kindergarten in India.
Yeah. Well, they say handing blades first is considered to cut the bonds of friendship. Okay. But also it's dangerous. I'm sure that's the reason why most people do it.
Yeah. You can't just be like, oh, look at these other countries. They're so stupid for doing it. Because first of all, I'm sure you looked at a list of U.S. superstitions.
Yeah, went over a lot of them.
And the reasons for them is just like, that's not the reason. It's just because there's silly things. And also, it's not like, I feel like these are also presented like, everyone in India believes this crazy thing.
It's Tim, that's what you think. This is presented just as a peek around the world at different... Right. It's not shitting on them. I'm shitting on the person who wrote this.
Yeah, on the country.
In China, don't give a clock as a gift because a clock sounds similar to the word for death.
Also, like, what a shitty gift.
Yeah, but I'm sure at one time that was like the nicest gift you could give somebody.
Does that include a watch?
Maybe. That's a good question. Maybe not, because that I assume would be a different word than a clock. Because otherwise, that's a popular gift, so that would suck. In Sweden, it's common to hide your thumbs when you see a hearse or a funeral to ward off death.
Grim Reaper can't grab you by the thumbs and drag you down to hell?
Not exactly sure. I mean, much like the superstitions we have, I feel like it's been lost to time exactly why some of these things are. Or there are like people that are like, it's because of this, but other people are like, no.
Cool.
In Russia, you're not supposed to whistle indoors. I mean, in America, you're not supposed to whistle past a graveyard.
Yeah.
In Turkey, don't chew gum at night.
Don't chew gum at night. I think you should never chew gum, period.
Well,
ban gum.
At night, it makes sense. You don't want to fall asleep and swallow it. But apparently, the superstition is about it being transformed into the flesh of the dead.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's more like don't chew gum at night. It's gross. In the Philippines, don't wear red during a storm because it's believed that red attracts lightning. And we all know it's attracts bulls. In the Balkan countries, you're not supposed to give a compliment.
Ever?
Yeah. When you give somebody a compliment, especially a young child, it's customary to spit. Usually a symbolic air spit, or to utter a bad word after war to ward off the evil eye.
What the hell does this mean?
So
nice
I would
haircut.
Say,
fuck.
Yeah, or like, you're looking good today, Tim.
Yeah, or like, I like that shirt. Piss.
In Hungary, you're not supposed to sit at the corner of a table. You're also not supposed to be hungry at the table.
I should tell you about... In fourth grade, this is the best bit I ever saw. We had to bring in, we had to like put like our, you know, our heritage,
uh-huh.
You know, what country our family
yeah, yeah.
came from. and bring in a dish from, like, bring in food from that country.
Right.
So, like, I chose the Italian side of my family.
Because you were ashamed of the Irish side.
Pizzelles, right? Because, like, we made, you know, pizzelles?
No.
They're like...
spaghetti?
No, they're like kind of like waffly cookies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what they are. Yeah.
And there's this kid, real goofball. And like just like a guy that like wore like sweatpants like longer than you should have worn sweatpants around everywhere. And he just sat at it. We walked around and everybody was like, you got to see everybody's things. And he sat there and he forgot to bring in something. And he had an empty plate in front of him. But he was also representing Hungary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't smart. I think he probably like failed. Right. I think he got left back.
Just for that?
Wow. I mean, no, I think that was just indicative of his general studiousness.
And now please note, this will count for 90% of your grade.
It's fourth grade. I mean,
yeah.
He's like, yeah, not just do the thing.
Fourth grade was like multiplication and division, I feel
It was third grade, actually.
The shit started.
Sorry, it's third grade.
Oh, okay. So you needed to prepare him for fourth. Yeah. All right. That's it. Goodbye. See you next week.
Until next week, I'm Skeletim.
And I'm Tomb.
And have a spooky Halloween
I should
month.
Be Skeletom instead of you being Skeletim.
Why?
Because it's a skeleton.
But it sounds more like skeleton.
Yeah.
We say it.
No, it's too late.
Yeah, we came up with these names 5 years ago. I have a better name. I came up with my name, and you came up with your name, Tom.
What was it? Timstradamus?
No, Skeletim.
Yeah, Skeletim. Oh, I thought you had another one.
No.
All right.
I just said it. See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.